A run of cattle like no other. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
I don't know that in my time frame, been here 22 years, that I've ever seen a run like this in Tennessee.
There's no doubt there's been an unprecedented number of cattle going to auction in Tennessee as a result of the continuing drought. And Tennessee Department of Agriculture marketing reporter Louis Langell says while the peak months were from June until August, cattle are still moving in near record numbers.
Even in here in October, we're seeing large cow runs continue in the eastern part of Tennessee. I'd say middle to west Tennessee, the numbers have kind of normalized a bit, but it's not uncommon, in particular this week, for the auctions in the eastern part of the state to have 300 to 500 cows in the market, and that's a tremendous increase from what they would normally see when any year that you look back.
Langell says of the 17 auction markets that USDA monitors in Tennessee, there was an increase of some 63% in marketings from January to August of this year compared to last year.
And that's an indication of what you're going to see in the years to come. You won't see the calf crops. We won't see the cattle numbers here in Tennessee that we've been seeing the last few years. It's going to take producers, if next year is a normal year as far as moisture, it's going to take 2 or 3 years at least for those numbers to build back and get back into the system. So certainly the effects of this year's drought is going to be felt for some time to come.
And while many have feared that prices would have taken a downward trend during all this liquidation, producers are just now starting to see those lower prices for their cattle, which Louis Langell says is expected this time of year. But still, a lot of the state's top commodity going to market in record numbers as one of the worst droughts on record in Tennessee continues. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.